AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Modesto, California.
We received a call for a security check or a well-being check at the residence.
Five bodies were found in that house, three children and two adults. The father of one of the children, Martin Martinez, has been arrested. Police say he had a relationship with one of the women killed. Police spokeswoman Heather Graves, speaking through KPIX-TV, says all the victims are related and the children range in age from 6 months to 6 years old. The body of a 21-year-old man was found in Los Angeles in the pool at Demi Moore's home. The AP's Tammy Abdallah reports Moore was not home at the time.
He's apparently associated to someone who had access to the pool, and authorities say that Demi Moore's children have been having pool parties at the home, though it's unclear if a party was ongoing when the drowning actually occurred.
The body was found this morning. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has been lobbying members of Congress to oppose the nuclear deal with Iran. Lobbying will kick into gear on both sides of the issue. Secretary of State John Kerry says no deal would mean no restraints on Iran.
There will be no sanctions left. Our friends in this effort will desert us. We will be viewed as having killed the opportunity to stop them from having a weapon. They will begin to enrich again, and the greater likelihood is what the president said the other day, you'll have a war.
Kerry was on CBS's Face the Nation. More much-needed rain is falling in Southern California, bringing beach closures, flash floods, and power outages. The rain is helping to control wildfires burning outside Los Angeles. There's a three-way tie for the lead going into the final round of the British Open. Louis Oosthuizen, Jason Day, and Paul Dunn are at 12 under par. Dunn is an amateur. Does he think he can win?
Whether it happens or not, I can't really control. You know, I can just go out and try to play my game and see where it leads me at the end of the day. But hopefully I play great again and post a good number.
It was all caught on TV in South Africa. A surfer taking part in a competition was knocked off his board by an attacking shark. He was not hurt. This is AP Radio News. Ant-Man put up some big numbers at the box office.
I was in prison for 3 years. I know how to punch.
Show me. Terrible.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me.
That's how you punch.
The Marvel superhero movie starring Paul Rudd sold the most tickets. Amy Schumer's romantic comedy Trainwreck had a strong showing in second place. Cuba's flag is set to fly tomorrow outside the country's diplomatic mission in Washington for the first time since ties were severed between the U.S. and Cuba in 1961. The AP's Peter Orsi is in the Cuban capital.
In Havana, the U.S. embassy will be functioning as an embassy as well. However, the Americans' formal ceremony is not expected to happen until sometime perhaps in August, sometime later in the summer, when Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to come down here and formally inaugurate it as an embassy.
Cuba plans a ceremony in Washington tomorrow. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big.